Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
Welcome to the very first episode of Season 3, Episode 1 of Jesus Fix It.
Okay.
It's an auspicious occasion.
Season 3.
Season 3, I know.
I cannot.
You can, and we're gonna.
I love it. I love that. We are still doing this for mm-hmm. 3 seasons.
It's like, interesting.
God is so good.
It's interesting that there's always something for us to discuss. There's always something.
It's interesting that people are still listening.
Well, okay, there's always that. Yeah, but there's always something going on that requires to step back and go, okay, hold on a second. Instead of getting caught up in all of what the world is doing and social media, let's take a look at this just from a common sense standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at whatever's happening from a Jesus standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking a religious standpoint. We're talking a relationship with Jesus standpoint.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. So welcome. Yeah. Thank you for stopping by.
And that's not, and let's keep it real. That's not to say we don't always, you know, insert our opinions.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's our podcast. We can do that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Let me check the
look. Wait a minute. That
it says right here.
That sounded real sassy, didn't it?
Well, if you've been listening through season 1 and 2, then you know that that's going to happen. There, one of us, I'm not saying which one of us, has a tendency to be a little sassy, a little salty.
Wait a minute. What? Okay. There's a difference between salty and sassy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
There is a difference. But you know what?
That's Are you an saying you're not?
That's an argument for a different day.
Okay. All right.
What we do want to not argue about, but talk about today, because we were fundraising when all of this whole situation went down.
Yeah.
So we really didn't get to insert our opinions at the time. But is there ever really a time that, well, is it ever too late for us to insert our opinion? No.
I say no.
Okay.
Right.
Dante Bo.
Yeah.
That whole situation. If you're not familiar with Dante Bo, he is an artist, an up-and-coming, really good artist. I actually saw him in concert over the summer. He tours a lot with Maverick City Music.
Mm-hmm.
He was in concert over the summer with Kirk Franklin and Maverick City Music with their Kingdom Tour.
Right.
Y'all, let me tell you, that was one of the most worshipful concerts I have ever been to in my entire life.
Seriously.
That's saying something. It was so good. One, because of the social unrest and everything we've been through, especially over the last couple of years. And in that audience, just seeing so many people of all races, all cultures worship together and just be in the presence of the Lord was so refreshing. And it was just all about serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And it was just a great show. Brandon Lake was there.
Mm-hmm.
I love Brandon Lake.
Guys, you got to look at her face right now.
Cause
she's
it was
just all dreamy.
It was just so good. Because just talking about it just takes me back there.
Right.
That
it's
was
wonderful.
How worshipful it was.
It's really wonderful when you're in an event and you can feel and see literally the Spirit of God move on the people.
That's how it was.
Yeah. It doesn't happen all the time, but that
and
is
And I'm telling
that
you, there
wonderful.
Were it was so many people and people we didn't even know. Like me and my friend were standing beside people we didn't know, and they just reach over and take your hand to worship.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome.
Coming together as the family.
Okay.
Very nice.
So anyway, I digress. Sorry, y'all. Okay. The Holy Spirit just got a hold of me. Okay. So anyway, Dante was actually there as well. And so several weeks ago by now, by the time the show airs, I don't know exactly. Nobody knows the full story of what went down, but according to the internets, and the internets is always right. Y'all know this. But this is the thing. Apparently, Dante on his social media, this is how it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
On his social media, apparently, allegedly, he posted a video of him dancing with Bad Bunny. who is a secular artist, that type of music.
Right.
They were reportedly drinking alcohol on Bad Bunny's tour bus. They were dancing. There were some naked, that's how we say it in the country. Some naked women and men folks dancing on the tour bus. Some of Dante's followers even say he posted a nude photo on his Instagram story. And so shortly after that, this is a statement that Maverick City posted. Due to behavior that is inconsistent with our core values and beliefs, we have decided to put a pause on our professional relationship with Dante Bowe. Decisions like these are not easy because of the level of nuance, both professionally and personally, but we felt it is necessary to address. And then, of course, the next day they followed up with, hey, we love Dante. He is still our brother. He is our brother in Christ. We are rooting for him. We are not abandoning him.
But he's got things to work through.
This is just a professional relationship, but we are praying for him, and we're not saying we will never work for him again, work with him again. So I love that about Maverick City. I love that type of approach.
Yeah, because he made some bad decisions here.
He made some bad decisions. Oh, and I do want to read Dante's statement, because he is taking a break from social media. And he said, in light of recent events and opinions, I've talked to some of the wisest leaders and brothers around me, and I'll be taking some time off social media to rest mentally and physically, which is a good thing, bro. Yeah. You need to take a break from your socials.
Absolutely.
And readjust and pray. And I hope he's getting a lot of spiritual guidance right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the thing, and this is what makes me and Seth come to you and do a podcast about this, is because, of course, when something like this happens, the Christian world is automatically divided, because you have Christians on one side of the aisle that is like, throw him away.
Yeah, he's done.
He is done. How could he do this?
Kick him to the curb.
Christian. Kick him to the curb. How? First of all, how can he ever hang out with a non-Christian? How in the world could he ever listen to secular music? How in the world could he ever sin? How could he? How could he? How could he?
Right.
Then you have other Christians who are showing him grace, who are praying for him, and who are saying, oh, he is not beyond repair. Let's pray him through this situation. And so that's, of course, where me and Seth fall. Like, nobody is beyond the grace of God. You know, and
well, there's inappropriate extremes on both sides of this.
There are. Now, first of all, we feel like, although me and Seth feel like, yeah, there is grace, you totally have to, there are consequences.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Seth, you feel the same way. I don't want to speak for you. But anytime you, whether you are a believer or not believer, when you do something wrong or inappropriate, you do have to face consequences.
Yeah.
And I do feel like for what he did with his following, even being a Christian, Dante, that was a dumb move. First of all, you know better.
Right.
You represent Christ. You should not have done that.
So,
and you have to, there are consequences to your actions.
Oh, absolutely.
But should we just like throw you in the wastebasket?
Nope. No. And that's what I mean about there being inappropriate extremes on both sides. There's the one side that says, oh, he's done. We're going to write him off. We're never going to listen to his music again. He should never have anything to do with the ministry ever again. He's finished.
Right.
Boom. That's wrong. Then there's the other side that says, oh, well, it's okay. We'll forgive him. He doesn't need to have any kind of consequences. Grace covers it all. He can go back to doing everything that he was doing before. That's wrong as well.
Right.
That's being too far on the other extreme.
Mm-hmm.
There is that happy middle ground where, yes, everyone falls and makes mistakes. Everyone does something that they really wish the public didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe we don't post it on social media so that the public sees the things that we're doing, right? That was not smart. So there is a consequence. Yes, he needs to take a step back from ministry for a while. He needs to step out of a leadership role for a while and focus on, hey, I got to get things straightened out.
Yeah.
Right? I got to make sure that the decisions I'm making are the right decisions, that I'm following the path that God has set for me. And this is difficult because there are times in our life where we have to look around us and say, that influence is drawing me away from God. It exactly. is influencing me to do things that I shouldn't be doing. I got to cut that out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be painful. But like you said, there has to be a consequence for what he has done. Yes, we have love for him. Yes, there is grace. Yes, there is forgiveness. But dude, there's consequences. You're going to have to face the, pardon the pun, you got to face the music here of what you've done. And if this is a big one, if him taking a step back from social media and seeking the counsel of those around him, like you said, wise people and being ministered to and seeking God's guidance in this, I got news for you. God can heal. God can move. God can make things happen and bring him back. I think there's more than one example in the Bible where God really uses those of us who are imperfect and those of us who are sinners.
There were so many people in the Bible that were broken.
Right. Nobody.
Oh, my goodness.
There was one person in the Bible that was perfect and sin-free.
Only one.
One.
Only
everybody one. Else. Everybody else that God made amazing use from were broken. They were sinners. They had faults. They had all kinds of weird things going on in their life. And God used what and who they were for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
This is no exception.
I think I've mentioned before, I don't know if I've talked about it on this podcast or on air, but I've talked about a friend of mine who wouldn't come to Christ for the longest time, wouldn't open a Bible for the longest time because she thought only perfect people were in there.
Yeah.
Only perfect people. Like, I am broken. I'm messy. I cannot read the Bible because the Bible is a story with all of these perfect people who did all of these amazing things for God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No. I'm like, God used drunk people. God, like, God used murderers. Like, God used so many people that were broken and messy. There was only one perfect person in there. And she was like, what?
You know, think about it for a second. You know, Peter is with Jesus. And Jesus says, by the way, you're going to lie. You're going to deny even who I am. And then you're like, no, man.
I would never.
You and I, we're brothers. I'm tight, man.
We're going to do this.
No, that's not going to happen. No, we're there. And before the evening was through, he lied. It's like, Jesus? Never heard of him.
I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. And yet God used Peter in amazing ways.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about, is that, I'll be honest with you, it was a revelation to me that I did not have to reach a level of Christianity, a level of purity, a level of strength in God before God used me.
And you don't have to know every scripture,
nope.
be able to quote every chapter, verse, and
it is important. It is important to have a mindset of, it's not all about me.
Yes.
And it is all about God.
And to be in the Word. Like, we're not saying, first of all, hear us well. We're not saying that it is not good to be in the Word and to read your Bible.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you have to. You have to build that relationship. But what we do want people, believers, Christians, to be more accepting and forgiving and understanding of each other. Because if we are going to be more like Jesus, then we're just going to have to. That's how you can't say, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like him. But then when it comes to practicing the forgiveness and the understanding and things like that, then like you can't pick and choose is basically what I'm saying.
Exactly.
It's not one or the other. Do you know what I mean?
When somebody is a leader or a someone like a celebrity or a political leader or a religious leader, just because they make a mistake doesn't mean that everything they've done is bad and everything they will do is useless and they should be thrown in the trash.
We're still human.
Absolutely.
They're
and
still human.
And those same individuals, just because a lot of what they have done is wonderful and great and good, doesn't mean that we shouldn't hold them accountable for the things that they do wrong.
Oh, exactly.
You can't just go, oh, well, this person, I put them up on a pedestal, so everything they do is good.
No.
Or this person made a mistake, so everything they do is wrong. We have to approach individuals, I guess the best way to say it is a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
Or is what you're doing beneficial? Is what you're doing following God? Then, yeah, I'm behind you. Is what you're doing selfish and self-centered and you're focusing on your own ambitions and you're leading people astray? Well, then, brother, I got to stand up and say, this is not right, and I'm going to hold you accountable
now,
here.
If you're purposely like causing people to stumble or leading people astray, then I'm totally not going to have your back, not going to back that.
Nope.
But if you fall, if you make mistakes, then I'm not going to sit here and say that I am that person who is automatically forgiving every single time. Hey, I'm human myself.
Right.
But I do feel that as a society of believers, we are so quick to cancel other Christians. Like, cancel culture is real in the Christian culture as well.
Right.
It happened with John Crist when he came out with his stuff. Like, oh my goodness, Christians jumped on board to cancel him with the quickness.
Right.
One of the pastors of Elevation, when he had the affair with his wife, had the affair on his wife, he totally needed to lose his job, step down.
Right.
Had to happen.
Yep.
But he went through a process of healing, and him and his wife and his whole family went to counseling, and his wife chose to if his wife chose to forgive him and chose to go through counseling to heal their marriage, that is on them.
Exactly.
And
that's between them and God.
That's
you have
between
nothing to do
them
with
and God. And like I said, he totally should have not been pastor of that church anymore after he did that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say he is still not worthy of redemption and forgiveness. But still, to this day, there are Christians. I see it under his Facebook post, under his Instagram post. There are still Christians, even after his wife has said, you know, we went to your Christian counselor and we are working through this. And there are still Christian leaders who are still going in on this man. And I'm like, okay, it happened like almost 3 years ago now. Him and his wife have healed or are in the process of healing. There comes a point where y'all got to let that man and God and his wife work through that.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
I'm sorry.
And on the and I'm not gonna be specific with who the individual I'm thinking about is, but there was a individual that was a very successful pastor on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge television ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Made some very serious mistakes, both in his relationship and financially, and paid a heavy, heavy penalty for that. After that penalty was paid to society, he's back on TV doing the same thing that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical because I didn't see a time of, hey, this is what I did wrong. This is what I've done to correct it. This is where I admit I was wrong, and this is where I'm trying to go now. That repentance, that acknowledgement of wrong.
Now, to me, that's different.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, is that the work that needs to be done in order to turn from the wrong path.
Now, see, to me,
if I don't see that, then there's in me of skepticism.
Yeah. Now, see, that I get.
Right. We have to be wise. We have to be wary. But we also have to have a heart of forgiveness. When somebody says, I have sinned, I have sought forgiveness, I am going here, maybe counseling, I'm seeking the wisdom of pastors, I'm taking a break from being out in the public eye because I got to work with the relationship between me and God, you have to honor that.
I think you do. I think you do. And you nailed it. I think if you are genuinely putting in the work,
yep.
But if it's when you're not, that's mm-hmm. when, okay, you're not doing the work.
Right. Right.
That's when, okay, well, if you're not going to do the work, if you're not asking for forgiveness,
right.
if you're, then that's when.
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know what? Maybe I'm going to step back from that from just a little bit, and you do you, but you know what? I'm not getting involved with you. You know?
I just think about myself, and I love being in ministry. I love encouraging people, but I also know that I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
And I never, ever want to be responsible for causing anyone to stumble. I never want that. But I also know there is going to be a time when I'm going to make a mistake. And I know that I serve a God who is loving. I know I serve a God who has redeemed me before. I know mm-hmm. He is a forgiving God. He is a God of second, third, fourth, fifth chances. And I just pray that if, when I make a mistake, because it is bound to happen. I am such a hot mess. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It is bound to happen. Thank you for co-signing. Appreciate
that. I'm here
that.
For you.
I know. I just pray that, you know, the people who matter in my life will be forgiving. And I will have people in my life, believers in my life, who will not condemn me, but who will help me and pray me back on the right path.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast is brought to you by Mardell Christian Education Stores, which provide a vast selection of faith-based products and supplies for both classroom and homeschool teachers. You can find Mardell exclusive brands in their education, church supply, and gift departments, you know, like Renewing Minds and The Brainery. Toys for the kiddos from Melissa and Doug, science and craft activity kits, they're all 30% off. And you can view their weekly ad and what's on sale anytime you like by simply downloading the Mardell app.
Try the Peas and Carrots podcast for more encouragement. Brian and Kayla share life from their piece of the vegetable patch. Expect a laugh, find common ground, and hear stories you can't wait to share. It's a podcast about doing life together, growing in Christ together, and learning to laugh no matter what comes your way. Search Peas and Carrots podcast wherever you listen to podcasts today.